Turn in your Bible to the 11th chapter of John's Gospel. John's Gospel, chapter 11. Verse 30 tells us of Christ coming to the bereaved home in Bethany. Now Jesus, the 11th chapter of John and verse 30. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, "She goeth unto the grave to weep there." Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, "Where have ye laid him?" They said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." Behold how he loved him. That love was manifested to the Jews by the tears of Jesus. Jesus wept, and then the Jews said, "Behold how he loved him." The first thing we need to know, do when we come to Calvary, is to behold him. To pray that God would anoint our eyes with eyes of, that we might see him. It is entirely wrong and idolatrous to try and make up a picture of Christ in our own imagination. There's no artist and there is no painter whoever really painted a true and proper picture of Christ. I hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man what the Lord Jesus is like. So we don't know him in a carnal way, but we can know him in a spiritual way. I know Jesus by the softness of his hands, because I have felt his hands upon me. There's no hands like the hands of Jesus. I know Jesus because I have heard his voice. There is no voice like the voice of Jesus. I have known Christ because of his presence. For there's no presence like the presence of Christ. The inexplicable facts are that God has given to us in the perceptions of our soul a vision of the Son of God. It's not a painter's portrait. It's a deep, infelt recognition that we have gloriously seen the Son of God. The day that you were saved, what happened to you? Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. You looked and you saw Christ. I love that hymn, His glory broke upon me when I saw Him from afar. He's fairer than the morning. He's brighter than the morning star. He's all my fancy pictured in its fairest green, dreams and more. Each day He grows still sweeter than He was the day before. That's the experience of us all. And it is all in that word, behold. But you'll notice that there's something else. It was the beholding of how He loved. How did Jesus love? He loved you so much that He left His home, His Father's house, the worship of the angels, and the glory of the seventh heaven. Why, behold how He loved me. Jesus Christ was rich, yet He became poor, that we, through His poverty, might be rich. How did He love me? He loved me until He was a pauper and I was a prince. He loved me until He was a sin-bearing sacrifice and I was made an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. He loved me to the extent that He poured forth the last drop of His blood in the agonies of the dark crucifixion, and He poured it forth for me. Behold how He loved. Behold how He loved. Perhaps as we take this bread tonight, and as we drink this cup, God will reveal to us how He loved us. But this text of Scripture, you will notice, says this, behold how He loved him. It didn't say, behold how He loved us all. He didn't say, they didn't say, behold how He loves Martha and Mary. No, behold how He loved him. The love that Jesus had for me is more than tongue can tell. I trust today that this will be the best communion feast we ever handled. And as we handle the elements, may we handle the members of His body. May we feel those hands upon us. May we see that eye that's filled with love. May we hear that voice that is so sweet. And may His banner over us be love. Amen and amen. We're going to bow our heads and some brother will lead us and return thanks for the broken bread that's on the table.